The building site preserved by a vision. The first few years of the rural health retreat, as the sanitarium was first known, were difficult ones. William Pratt, who in 1878 had given the land for the institution, thought it would be helpful if a little Adventist community could be built up around it. He reasoned that by persuading some Adventist families in San Francisco and elsewhere to come and build their own homes, this could be accomplished. But perched as it was on the side of Howell Mountain, in close proximity to the bounteous Crystal Spring, there was not much room for homes. He offered a half acre of land to each Adventist who would come and build. Zach Thorpe, a carpenter in San Francisco, accepted, and built a modest home on a beautiful site near the retreat. So did Elder St. John. Then Pratt approached Ellen White, who was living near the college in Healdsburg. She told Pratt she wanted to think about it. The next day she told him that she could not accept his generous offer but that she wanted to buy 10 acres adjacent to the institution, embodying the land he proposed to give for building sites. "Why, no, Sister White," he replied, "that will spoil my plan." "That is exactly what I want to do," she answered, and added, "The time will come when the institution will need this land." Reluctantly, Pratt agreed, but he hated to see his plan upset. He sold Ellen White 8 1/2 acres to the southeast of the retreat. And she did build on this tract, a three-story residence not far from the main building. She called it Eliel, and promised that it would be available when needed for sanitarium work. Healdsburg College, 35 miles to the north and west, was just commencing its work and getting well underway. Sister Mary Scott had given $5,000 to this project and she wished to make her home near the school. But W.C. White, chairman of the board, was not eager for her to live in Healdsburg, for his experience had taught him that there was grave danger of a donor's feeling that he should have considerable say in the management of an institution that had been the recipient of large gifts. The anticipation of this good woman's mothering the college did not appeal to him, so he thought of a scheme. "Sister Scott," he said one day, "why don't you make your home at the retreat? It is an excellent place. Mother owns a piece of land there and I am sure she will give you a site on which to build." This proposition appealed to her, and apparently the plan was working well. Some days later, while at the retreat, Sister Scott approached Elder White with the question, "Do you think your mother would sell me a bit of land here so I can build a home?" Confident that his mother would gladly give her a building lot, he replied, "Most assuredly, Sister Scott. You select what you wish and then we will look it over." Nothing was too good for this generous woman who had helped establish the new college. The following day, Elder White was informed that the selection had been made and it was suggested they bring Sister White so they might look over the site together. The trio walked to the southeast and halted on the hillside. Mrs. Scott spoke. "If you will let me have a piece of land here, Sister White, I will build a home. Just look at that beautiful view." Elder White was startled and Mrs. Scott disappointed when Sister White, looking over the valley and then back at the hillside, said, "No, I can't let you have this piece, Sister Scott. I have been shown there will be other buildings here someday." Elder White, who was eager not to offend this good woman and who thought that there was plenty of room for all the buildings that would be needed, could hardly understand this. But the word was final, and Sister Scott built on another location, Simonetta, overlooking the valley, to the north of and close to Sister White's Eliel. The incident was forgotten. 24 years passed by. Eliel was needed for the growing sanitarium work. Ellen White made it available, and at this writing it is still in use. As told to the author by W.C.W., the time came also when the sanitarium needed the 8 1/2 acres Ellen White held, and she sold it to the institution.